Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96. Joining me on the line right now is comedian TJ Miller, performing tomorrow and Wednesday over at the Comedy Catch. Tickets are still available. Last I left TJ, he was perusing my Instagram. TJ, what have you found now?
Now I'm really looking.
Oh my gosh.
With the giraffe. Giraffes are my favorite animal. I know so much about giraffes. And there you go. Their tongues are prehensile like a human's hand.
Yeah. They can grab it right out of your hand.
And when a giraffe is born, it stands up immediately. They drop 14 feet to the ground. And they stand right up. I think this is great. Wow. So what fun. And then did you, you know, when did you come up with the idea to do it at the zoo?
At the zoo, I came up with the idea. It was over the summertime, so that was in August. And the reason I came up with the zoo to be an idea is because technically our very first real date, our very first like official date was at the zoo about 3-4 years ago. So I wanted to kind of go full circle, and that's why.
You'd only been dating 3 or 4 years, and then you decided to get married?
That was it, about 3-4 years, and I was like, she's the one, man. She's it.
Great. Do not tell my wife that. I've known her since college. She's going, you kind of gave me a promise ring in the early 2000s. When is this going to happen? Like, oh yeah, no, I'm just like getting the funds together to get this. You know what I mean? I gotta organize the Bearcat visit. that's not easy to do. Those are booked out years in advance.
Yeah, it takes some time.
Oh my God, you've got to listen. You and your but have you gotten married yet?
No,
have you had the wedding?
Nope, we're getting married in February of 2027, so about a year from now.
Okay, can I share two things?
Please.
And this is for your listeners also.
Yeah, no, this is great. This way, I had a bunch of questions. I'm throwing them out the window. At this point, we're just riffing. Go for it.
Yeah, I know. No, trust me. I know. Okay. First thing, I'll give you advice about being married because I'm married.
Okay.
And then I'll give you advice about the wedding. Okay. And that's very important. So my big, big piece of advice, and I tell this to a lot of people when they're engaged but not yet married, elope. Listen, hold on. And then have the wedding.
Interesting. Okay.
So what I did, Kate, when we were getting ready for the wedding, Kate, that's my wife, Kate, she's going to be in Chattanooga.
Awesome.
She totally, you know, had this kind of, I wouldn't say meltdown, but she had this moment, right, with preparing for the wedding, and she just was like, oh my God, and I had that. She really was kind of, it was a bit of a meltdown. And I said to her, I'm watching her, she's doing all this stuff. Oh, well, these people are, I need RSVP from these people. And I thought that this was good. And one of the vendors is all this stuff. And I just looked at her, I go, stop. Let's go get married. And she was like, we are. I go, no. Let's go get married. Okay. So this weekend, I'm going to take you wherever you want to go. We went to Big Sur.
Nice.
And I said, let's go get married. The marriage is about us. The wedding is about other people. It's about the family. Okay. It's about friends. It's about what's the food and it's the open bar and how late it rings. We have the right DJ and all this because we want people to dance. All that doesn't have anything to do with the marriage at all or the two people getting married.
Right.
So I said, let's go get married. And then when we go back, we can have this wedding, but we don't have to tell anybody we're already married.
Sure.
You know?
Because it's just between you two.
It's a great little secret. And then you have two anniversaries. That's the first one. Second one is, I tell everybody, you know, you ask people who've been married a while, you go, what's your secret? That's what everybody always says.
Sure.
You're married 15 years. What's your secret? They always go, well, it's a lot of work. Marriage is work. It's a lot. And you can always tell who's doing the work
because
they're looking at the other person. Well, it's work, isn't it? Isn't it, Bill? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of forgiveness, isn't it, Bill? That whole thing. So, you know, and what I think is, I don't think that's true. I don't think it takes work. I think it takes focus. I think marriage takes focus.
Okay.
And as soon as you lose your focus, then it can become work, real work. But as long as you stay focused, marriage is pretty fun. Those are my two things.
Well,
and also try and marry somebody cooler and more attractive than you, and you've already gotten engaged.
Yeah, I nailed that in spades. Yeah, we got that. That was a qualification that I had. You had to be cooler than me, way better looking, the whole nine yards, and I've checked that box off very nicely. Thank you.
I think you've gotten it done, right, exactly.
All right. Hopefully we've looked enough at my Instagram, but now we will have more with TJ Miller and we'll talk more comedy. Again, performing tomorrow night and Wednesday at the Comedy Catch. Details on the way. TJ Miller on Hits 96.